initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Okay, ready? Welcome to Hollywood Connections in our beautiful Clearwater Beach studio. Before we hit off with Atlas Records and his amazing artist, Wayne Barnes, you will have to know that we are on a new TV network, and I have the owner on right now. Are you there?
I am. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Introduce yourself to the world.
Okay, I appreciate it. First off, my name is Tony Simmons, and the name of my TV network is called From the Pulpit TV. And I'm actually honored to be a guest on your show. I just heard Kurt Angle give you a shout-out
Yes. While
I was on hold. So I know I'm in good hands.
You are. I'm so excited to be on your network. And also, this show will be going on next Monday. And it will be on Mondays from 7 p.m., correct? And Fridays at 6.
Yes, that is correct. Mondays and Fridays, exactly, from starting at 7 p.m., and then actually, it's Monday at 6 and Friday at 6.
Okay, yeah, I have the new flyer here in front of me. And I have to thank you first. The flyers that you are doing for me are amazing. Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Apple Store, and Google Play, and also live on your Facebook as well. I'm so impressed to have you on. Give everybody your information if they would like to go on your TV network and put their show on as well.
Sure, I appreciate that. So there's a couple ways you can contact me. You can contact me through my Facebook page, which is called From the Pulpit TV. You can also visit my website, which is Lira, and that's LEIRAMG.com. That basically stands for Lira Media Group, which is the name of the parent company that created the channel.
Well, what I'm going to do is, in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to do a half-hour special with you and talk about the network and all the great shows on it. So we're going to have you come back, and I've got some ideas I'm going to text you after the show, but I just want to introduce you to the world and this show with Atlas Records. We have a record label, and I want you to hear his commercial, and we have his artist. He's a Christian artist and has a Christian band, and it's phenomenal. So stay tuned. You're going to be just in awe of today's show, and it will be on From the Pulpit TV next Monday. And thank you so much for calling in, and like I said, we'll have you back with a special on You and Me.
Okay, I look forward to it. I appreciate it.
Oh, me too. And from the Pulpit TV, this is where the Dawn Reese Show, Hollywood Connections and Miracle Stories, is airing. We aired last night, and we'll air on Friday as well. All right, thank you. We got to go. We only have a half hour.
All right, God bless you.
All right, now let's get to that. We played that commercial from the Pulpit TV, and let's go to Atlas Records commercial. We'll be right back with our VIP guest. Let's play that commercial. We'll be right back.
From the Pulpit, TV is taking live streaming in a new direction. Now, your church's live stream and video on-demand content
can also be
on Roku and Fire TV. Your members can now watch together in the family room. Join today at LiraMG.com. That's LeiraMG.com.
And we have Atlas Records commercial. We'll be right back with Joe Jr. Gallagher. And we have a special VIP guest. In the meantime, we can play that at the end, Tommy, and the closing. That's fine. Let's get Wayne on the air with us. Wayne, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. I just listened to your music, and it's fabulous. And the reason we had From the Pulpit TV, because this show will be going on their network next Monday. So we're excited that you're the first show with Atlas Records on that network. Yay.
I'm glad to be a part.
Yeah, so we have some music, but your story is truly amazing and how you became a Christian. And I'm going to get more into that. But let's go to that first song that you wrote. And what inspired you to write that music?
Oh, I absolutely just listen and write. And a lot of times I just have to just write as fast as I can hear it.
It's amazing, truly amazing. And where are you calling in from? What state?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. That is definitely country music out there as well. And, you know, I just want to read this. I grew up listening to country music and going to rodeos and fighting and getting into a lot of trouble. And then that was kind of your intro here. And then later on, you had a miracle that happened in your life. And we're going to come in and talk about that in just a minute of how you became a Christian artist. And I'm Dawn Reese, and let's go to that music right now. We'll be right back with Wayne and your manager as well.
He's as evil as he can be. Satan is his name. To a cowboy, he's a mean old bull. Turn your back, he'll leave you lame. There's one on a big white horse, salvation in his reign. He's on a big white horse, and he's coming to your town. They call his name the Word of God. He's no rodeo clown. Take that devil down. He's out to kill our families, make us think the bull is tame. His arena is the world you see. He wreaks havoc on our pain. Go have fun, ride that bull, take your heart, he has the bang. Open your eyes and see that horse on his back, a consuming flame.
Take that devil down. What an amazing song. I'm just reading your bio here. It says, my song, you know, writing changed to Outlaw Country. One night, my older brother invited me to church where the Lord reminded me that I was his. It changed my life forever. I thank God for his great mercy and grace upon my life. That is so beautiful. Wayne?
That's right. I absolutely changed my life when that happened, you know, because I grew up in a real rough home, in a real rough environment. And once that happened, I wrote country music, I guess you could say, and it changed not only my writing style, but it also changed my heart in a lot of ways. So I that particular incident.
That's beautiful. And I know we have Diane on the phone. Diane, introduce yourself and who you are.
Hi, I'm Dee. I'm with Atlas Records.
That's right. And Atlas Records with Joe Jr. Gallagher. How long have you been with Atlas?
Actually, just a short time, a few months.
Very cool. And Wayne is one of your artists that you found?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, we've known each other for a couple of years. And when I joined Atlas Records, I thought, you know, this is so Wayne. I got to get him in here.
I gotcha. That's amazing. I'll tell you, and this kind of music is so needed for today. And now, where can they buy his music from?
Well, it's actually streaming on Spotify right now. We're hoping to complete a new project here within the coming year so that we can get it into Mardell's Christian bookstores and some other Christian places.
That's fabulous. I know I have other friends that have other shows, and, you know, we like to help get them out there as well. And so I definitely will connect you with some other people that I know in the industry, and especially with From the Pulpit TV. I'm very excited about this opportunity of this show going on Monday on TV as well. So let's go to that next song, and that's pretty inspirational as well. And what made you write that song, Wayne?
This song here is all about, I guess you could say, we all go through something in our heart and our mind. We all struggle from day to day. And it seems like every day is a battle. Every day is a war. And we have to remind the enemy that in the end, he's going down. And that's Satan. In the end, he's going to be drugged by, the Bible says, Michael the Archangel. And we have to remind him. He reminds us of our past. And we have to remind him of our future. This is a battle we're fighting. It's not a game. It's the real thing.
That's true. You know, one of our pastor guest speakers, it was kind of cool at church. He was saying, you know, when you get down and you get depressed, he said, you take that Bible out and you read the devil's story and say, I know where you're going in Revelations. And that's
right.
True.
Right.
And that's the song is amazing. Let's play that. We'll be right back.
See, the battle is raging, but we're too blind to pray. That wickedness from yesterday is burning us today. But there's a remnant here among you that's not gone astray. There's a war going on. Switch to war mode and pray. Michael Drake!
back. What an amazing story. Very inspirational from the heart. And Wayne and Diane, you are just amazing. So what are your plans? What would you like to do what you haven't done yet? Wayne?
Well, yeah, I'm here. I'm wanting to make sure you're talking to me.
Yes.
Absolutely. I want to take this to the whole world, and that's my heart and my mind. I haven't been able to take the message that the Lord has given me to everybody. You know, it's just my heart. You know, it's something that I've always wanted to do, is to take what's in my heart that God has given to me and touch people that need a touch. You know, because that song may not touch one person, but it will touch somebody else. And with the way that I was raised, we pretty much had a rough time. You know, everything was rough. We fought all the time, and just all kinds of pain and sorrow, I guess you could say. And so my heart, when I write about battle. I write about war, and a lot of it's spiritual realm. And I think you know that automatically.
Yes.
But it's one of those things to where I, as a writer and as a singer, I want to change the world like I guess every performer wants to.
Amazing. You know, I'm just reading this. I continue to write songs, over 200 songs by this time. My wife and I started a country gospel group. The name of it's called Out and Chosen in 2004. And that's truly amazing. What would you like to say to your wife on the air? Anything from your heart?
I love her. She's my inspiration. We've been married for a long time. Let me just say 30 years.
Wow.
And so she's my everything.
What makes a successful marriage and working relationship in show business?
Well, you have to, number one, stay faithful to one another. That's right.
That's right.
And you have to, I like to try to keep her with me as much as I can.
Oh, that's amazing. I know my best friend's my husband, so I completely get, I get it. And that's amazing. And I just want to thank you so much to be on the air with me today. And I got to do a quick commercial for Atlas Records, and we'll be right back to end the show. And where can they all buy your music? Do you want to shout that out, your website or your social media as well?
Okay. Like I said, they can go to, go ahead.
What website?
Oh, what website? It's westillremain.com.
Perfect. And they can download your songs again from where?
Dee knows more about that as well. Dee, are you still there?
you can download his songs at SoundCloud and also We Still Remain. It's on Twitter and Facebook.
Perfect, perfect. And then we'll be right back. Let's go to Atlas Records. I promised Joe I'd play this. And if you're looking for a record label, get in touch with me, and I'll connect you to Atlas Records as well, or listen to this commercial. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Joe Gallagher Jr., CEO of Atlas Star Records, where we're doing things a lot differently in the music industry, hopefully changing the game for the good. What we do with our artists is we give them 100% of their royalties, we let them keep 100% of their merchandise sales, and then we just offer, you know, professional services that the artists need to get to the next level in their career, you know, grow their brand, grow their business, and make a living doing music, and that's our objective. So we're here for the artists. Artists come first. If you like what you hear, check us out at atlasstarrecords.com. Thank you.
And we're back, and I want to just let everyone know SunKissCharters.com will be available soon in the next 2 weeks and sponsoring this segment of the show. SunKissCharters.com, your enjoyable charter business out in the sea of the Gulf of Mexico. Come join us. Also, too, is MyPillow.com. Go and put in promo code BEACH. And there you go. Get your nice sleep in your slippers. And we're back. Okay, so Wayne and Dee, thank you so much. Are there any last words that you'd like to tell the world about anything that comes from the heart that you'd like to tell on Tan Talk Radio Network and also from the Pulpit TV?
Yes, just tell them to keep watching out for We Still Remain. That's the name of our band, of course. And just tell them to look out for us and keep listening for us. We're going to bring out a lot of new stuff. we've got a new project coming out, and it's going to be fantastic. I'm excited about it, and I know Diana is too. So just keep looking, keep watching, keep praying for us. That's the thing.
Well, I have to tell you, Wayne, from my heart, something that God is just bubbling up inside of me right now. I don't know if you're familiar with this. I was nominated for the best talk show host last year for the International Christian Film Festival. And this is a huge event in Orlando. And with your music, I definitely highly recommend to go to icff.com, and I'll send that to UND, and submit your music. And they have so many celebrities, red carpet, a major media mogul on the red carpet. And I, you know, especially with your background and the music that you have, is perfect for the International Christian Film Festival. And I believe that you could be up for the best Christian artist of the year.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That'd be a blessing from the Lord right there.
It is. I'll tell you. And all of a sudden, it just bubbled up. And I'm like, don't close the show until you tell them about the International Christian Film Festival. And I'll be there with my crew and my reporters. And it's going to be so much fun. We'll have a table there as well. And I'll tell you, I definitely check it out, icff.com. And I believe your music is so touching that I'm sure, you know, who knows what can happen, what God, when his hands are on it, and what can happen in your life.
That's right. Don, we love you and appreciate you. We thank you so much.
Thank you. The next show is coming up, and I just have to close. But thank you both for calling in, and look forward to meeting you at icff.com or sooner when you're in Clearwater Beach. And take you out on that sailing cruise. All right, we're gonna wrap up with that simple life, just to have a transition in the show. And again, thank you. And thank you from the Pulpit TV, Don Reese Show, Hollywood Connections, Miracle Stories is airing on that network as well. And stay tuned. We'll be on next week with a Motown concert that's in town. So we're excited about that. The Simple Life, to transfer over the show. The Simple Life. I like The Simple Life. The Simple Life. And I'm Dawn Reese, and stay tuned for the... That's fine. Or Hollywood Community something. And stay tuned and enjoy the next show, because Carrie Kay is next with Living a Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Dawn Reese. I'm out. Bye-bye.
If you're in the market for a new home and need to qualify for a mortgage, trust your mortgage expert, Ray Rao, the Loan Whisperer, at ApplyPhoenix.com. Ray is the senior mortgage loan originator, and he can help you. He helps veterans. He helps with refinances. Anything in the mortgage world, Ray is your man. Call Ray at 727-512-0497 or go to www.applyphoenix.com or email Ray at r.rao@applyphoenix.com. That's Ray Rao, senior mortgage loan originator. Call Ray. He's known as the Loan Whisperer. 727-512-0497.
Hi, this is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Tantalk Radio 106.1.
Everybody, so happy. How are you guys doing today? It is Tuesday, Self-Healing Tuesday, and we are live on the air for Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show with Dawn Reese and her miracle stories, and I am part of the Beauty Queen special. So I'm Carrie Kay, and I have some really great guests on today. I'm going to introduce to you here in just a minute. I wanted to let you guys know that we're all praying for you, what's going on in your lives today. God loves you, and I always like to thank Heavenly Father for this show that He's given me and all the many blessings that He's given me. Thank you, Lord, for the car and just everything. You're just so, I needed one so much. So thank you so much and for all your many blessings. And this prayer goes out to everybody that's out there right now. There is hope, faith, and love in Jesus Christ. So in these things we say in your humble son's name, Jesus Christ. So today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about men's health. And I have a guest on, and Robert Anderson's going to help me with this a little bit. So Bill, is Bill Vogel correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, Bill, so tell us your story. You're amazing. You're helping men to get healthy in their 50s.
Yes, yes. You know, just a little background on myself to put everything into perspective. About for 35 years or so, I was in software. Sales. You paid the bills, got my kids through college, et cetera, et cetera. But never really passionate about it. Didn't make a huge difference in the world or to individuals. So, about 10 years ago, I actually put on, amazingly, about 70 more pounds than I'm carrying now. And I was in a situation where a family event photographer was pointing me out and saying, "Sir, can you please button your coat jacket?" And he said it about five times, and I couldn't do it. And about 25 family members there, and it was the most embarrassing situation of my life. And I went home that night, told my wife, I said, "That's it. I'm going to find a way to drop this weight." And I, went through the internet, checked everything out, and came up with a plan that I still use today for my clients. So to add another little curveball into it, about 5 years ago, I went into my primary doctor, did a blood test, and my white blood cell count was astronomical. And he's like, "Well, Bill, you're not sick. You should be deathly sick." And he said, "You're completely healthy." And they did another check on it, and I found out a little bit later that I had leukemia and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which are two different types of cancers. And nobody knows how you get it, and there's no cure. Oh. So, that's the bumps in the road there. But I went through about 6 months of chemotherapy, and luckily my oncologist said, "Bill, you're in such good condition that we think you'll go through this, pretty fairly easily." And luckily I did. And unbelievably, after my first treatment, I initially had 15 tumors in my neck.
Oh, my goodness.
After the first week, I went back and visited him, and all of them were visibly gone, and he couldn't believe it.
Praise Jesus.
I know. Oh, believe me, I was praising Jesus the whole time. It was a miracle.
Do you have a favorite scripture or anything?
Not any one in particular, but, as I was mentioning to you off air, that my wife and I read a book called Jesus Calling every night, which are kind of devotionals for every day before we go to sleep. So that's our kind of our thing every night.
That's
we want to go to bed with Jesus. So
beautiful.
I love that. That is so cool.
You see how God just yanked him out of his life, and he gave him some horrible things, like he's given all of us on the journey to deal with. No, can you hear me better now?
This is Robert Anderson.
Sorry, we got three mics. Yeah. So he's taken his journey, and in his journey it's like the spiritual journey. It is a spiritual journey. We all have one. And he was given all these horrible things, and one of the beautiful things that this lighthouse did was he said, how do I take this and make it so that it propels me forward instead of crushes me? And now he's learned what's really valuable in life, and he is a lighthouse to others as he has some amazing things to share, even with you today, about how you can grab hold and be in control of your health.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate that. So
I just continue on the story. So tail end of my software career, my wife said, hey, why don't you get into health coaching. I've been following this for 10 years. So I became a certified health coach, health and longevity coach. And I wanted to focus on men over 50, because that's me. I'm in that group. I know what men have gone through. Some have gone through horrible divorces. They've gone through illnesses. They may have cancer. They could have heart disease, type 2 diabetes. And what I wanted to do in a really passionate way is to make a difference in their lives.
Amen.
So through things like nutrition and exercise and supplements and hydration and sleep and things like that, they're all interconnected, as you know. And it's very important to keep those together. So I put together a personalized plan for each of these gentlemen based on where they're starting. Some of them can barely walk around the block. And I do small, reasonable changes. I talk to them every week. We do a 30-minute call.
Accountability.
So it's accountability and responsibility.
Yes.
I'm accountable to tell them what to do, but they're responsible for following through on the plan.
Amen. Follow through.
Yep. So we've had some great cases of dramatic weight loss, getting off of meds. I actually took on a special project. I didn't tell you this about this one, but my favorite mother-in-law was not in good health, and she's 76 years old. And I said, okay, Mom, we want you to come live with us for a month. So she lived with us for a month, got her on the straight and narrow for nutrition and everything, and she has a walker, and she could barely walk down the hallway in our high-rise to the elevator. And after 1 month, she lost 12 pounds off of two meds, and she can walk around two city blocks in downtown St. Pete now. So just amazing. If you put your mind to it, I held her accountable. So and now she's living with her other son, and every day we're texting back and forth, making sure she's staying on the plan. And we want her to stay around. We want her
to
be around.
That is so awesome.
One thing I want to point out about that story is, once again, my lighthouse friend here, he took a situation where some people be like, oh, man. And he said, how can I turn this into a beautiful opportunity?
Yep. So even though I was a little out of my sweet spot, we want her to be around for a while and to enjoy life. And really, my goal with the gentleman I work with, they're going to the second half of their life, and you want to go into it with energy and vitality, spirituality, and be able to do what you want to do when you've worked your whole life, you've created wealth, you've got your family through school, got them out on their own, and now it's the time to enjoy your life.
Amen.
And if you can't do it in a healthy way, you can't travel, if you can't do that, what's the point?
Where are you going in the future with what you're doing? You have any plans?
What I'm doing now is I do mainly one-on-one training, but I'm planning on doing more group training. So I'll be doing group videos, YouTubes, podcasts, and so forth.
Some information so our viewers right now can hear how to get in touch with you.
Sure,
there's a lot of men that could really use this valuable information that you have.
Believe me, I was reading from the CDC just the other day, 80% of men over 50 are either overweight or obese, which is pretty sad thing. So
yeah.
Everybody needs the help. They just have to make the decision. Sometimes it's a situation like I had with the photographer, or they're going to their doctor and their doctor gives them bad news and, hey, you got to do something here. So unfortunately for some people that's too late, but I'm trying to get them ahead of the curve here, get them working. I work virtually, so everything I do is on a Zoom or a Microsoft Teams, and so they can be anywhere in the country. I have clients everywhere. So I don't have to meet them personally.
Well, give our viewers real quick, like we just have a few minutes, and then we're going to bring wonderful Dash on with the Black Honkies. So if you could do that.
Yeah,
just
I have a website. It's www.50plusmenshealth.com. 50 plus men's health, PLUS for the plus, not the plus sign.
But Robert may have like a couple of questions for you.
I just wanted to make sure, because you know, I've looked at your stuff. You have a beautiful goal that you didn't share yet about giving people years back in their life. Can you share that before we go on to Dash?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, I want people to enjoy their life as though they were younger and give them the vitality and the strength, and even things like if you're going spending time with your grandchildren, being able to go on the beach, play with them, build sandcastles, travel, go to Disney World. I mean, you hate to be in a situation where you're not physically capable of doing that, and you're the grandpa, and you don't want that situation to happen. So these are just so important, and I really trying to reach out to as many men as possible and get them, you know, on the straight and narrow here and get them back to their youth again. And they can do that. And even if they have type 2 diabetes or heart disease, that's all reversible.
It is.
You just got to get the right nutrition and move. And movement is the important thing.
Yeah, I do the plant-based diet and it's really a lifestyle. I hate the word diet, but, you know, the lifestyle is 80-20. You eat healthy 80% of the time and 20% you can splurge. Because we do need, like you said a while ago, we do need to treat ourselves.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say, too, is that, you know, for a lot of these men, it took them 30 years to get to where they are health-wise, which is sometimes downhill. But in a recovery mode, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. In 1 month, you're not going to turn the world around. It's going to take a little bit of time and do small changes and inflict these changes on your life, and miracles can happen.
Amen. They can definitely happen. So, well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity. Really happy to be here today and spread the word. And hopefully, there's more and more health coaches like myself out there to help in different niches. It could be women over 50. It could be women who are in their 40s. It's just everybody needs a coach. Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods had coaches. You know, we could use a coach, too. Everybody
could use
a coach.
I know. I was telling myself that I'm like, oh, wow, do I really need a coach? But you do. You really need a coach. Everybody does need one.
You need someone to give you a different perspective than what you're thinking, you know, between your ears sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not what you want to hear. But it's the right thing to do.
And it's hard to motivate yourself and to get yourself going.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have a coach, like I've been coaching a couple of people, and I want to shout out to Marcy because she's going to be back on the show again. She's looking for a house, guys. So if anybody out there could help Marcy to find a home, please call me at 515-822-4877 because it's not pleasurable living in hotels. So just help her out, you know, just give us a call, and it is a very tough time right now, so we just have to help people as much as we can. But Marcy's coming back on the show real soon, and she would really appreciate the men's health too, because she had some people that died in her her time,
and so did I.
You know, I lost my husband too.
Yes.
So
yeah, I was just going to mention half the calls I get are from the wives. Not the men.
Oh, wow.
Because the women are saying, I love this man. I want him to be active and be out there with me, enjoying life, and when he retires. And so their husbands aren't calling. They're calling for their husbands. So.
Yeah. All right.
I just want one more question because I promised my people that you would give them a couple of tips. And as we know, nutrition, he's talking about older people and how they have to recover their health. But if you're younger, let's just follow some tips and not have to recover it. What are some just real quick tips you can give people as far as just massive improvement?
Yeah, I think staying away from foods that are, in my particular plan, it's plants, it's also meat. Processed foods is really the killer. The aisles in between the outside aisles are the ones you stay away from. So stay on where the fruits and the vegetables are. And if you're a meat eater, on the meat side, if you like dairy, stay on the outside. The inside is where all the packaged food is that has lots of things that are not good for you. And one of the other tips I do with my clients when I first start is I make sure that they don't eat within 3 hours of going to bed.
Amen.
Because sometimes you're digestive system. It's that uses up a lot of the energy in your body, and if food is in there when you're trying to sleep, it could give you really poor sleeping habits.
Right.
And sleeping is one of the keys too. So for just a great day and a great life.
Sweet. Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited about Dash because Dash helped us do the intro that you heard today, and he is a beautiful soul. He's also got an amazing journey, and we want to make sure that we can hear that too, Dash. So tell us about your story. You have gone through some amazing things in your life.
Yes, I made it through here from Tampa. That was amazing. Nice talk, Mr. Bill.
Thank you.
It's really informative.
Thank you.
Outside of the aisles, not the inside. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's fruit and vegetables.
On the inside.
On the outside.
No, on the outside.
On the outside.
Outside of Publix or wherever you go.
Oh.
Your fruits and vegetables are on the outside of the aisles.
Yeah. You might want to stop before you get to the dairy, or at least be very careful about what you select in that area.
Yes.
Well, right.
It's going to be hard to get away from ice cream, but...
Treat yourself every now and then.
Yeah, I've been doing that, you know, because I went through weight loss, you know, and I lost a lot of weight.
Good for you. That's great.
Hey, what were some of the key things that you did? Don't go there.
I had to change my eating style, you know, for a while, and it took a little while.
It's a lifestyle, right, hon?
It was. It was a game changer.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like,
amen.
I can't eat that. There's your soup, okay.
Right?
Eat the soup. Can I put crackers in it? Wafer crackers. Anyways.
Right. I totally
But isn't
get
it wonderful not
from.
To carry that dog food around? You know, I looked at it when I lost my weight. Like, I'm not having to carry that 50-pound dog food everywhere I go.
Mine was dog food. It was my food. But anyways, yeah. But you know, a lot of people say, hey, you lost weight. You look good. I'm like, okay. So now it's kind of like, I get ready to eat. I eat very little and just push back.
Well, so how I brought Dash on here is really kind of cool. I went to listen to Stormbringers, which is my favorite rock band. And I just was like, I am going to find him. I don't remember what he looks like. I'm just going to find him, you know? I mean, I kind of remembered what you look like, but you know what I mean. And so I was looking behind the stage, and there you guys were. And I went back there, and I said, hey, I said, do you know me?
No.
And you were like, should I? And I said, would you open up your phone and check and see my number? Because I remember meeting you back at the Green Iguana. There. And we were doing an open jam where I got up on stage and did Bobby McGee and was having a lot of fun back then. So, and that's how I met you. And then I just went up to you and said, hey. And you said, are you looking for a jingle? And I said, I sure am. How did you know?
Yeah, because I said, well, you told me you were a talk radio host. So I said, okay, so first thing, I'm always going to go up to somebody that's doing something on radio or TV or whatever.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, they'll use other people's music, and they forget to get the permission. And then you can get into a little trouble with that. That's why I said, hey, I can write you something, whereas that was your own. And you don't have to worry about that.
Yes, and we wrote a great jingle together, didn't we? Or put together.
Pretty quick, yeah. It was like, bam, bam, how you like that, how you like that? You know. And it came off, I mean, you liked it. After I listened to it, it was like pretty much well straight, but what I call kind of like in the pocket, but out of the box.
Yeah. Right.
That's just a fun term in music.
We wanted it to bring exactly what we were bringing with the show. And you helped us do that. Thank you so much.
You did, and I have some ideas too. I'm going to be doing an album, Dash, and I would really, really like to have some insight on that. So, you know, because you've been singing for how long? And playing? Or playing music?
I mean, playing music. Thank you.
Yeah. I keep saying
sing.
You sing, but
I can't.
You play. You play the keyboard.
Yeah, I'm not a singer.
But maybe you do sing sometime. I don't know. So tell us about playing the keyboard.
Playing the keyboards. Yeah. Well, they got those things right there in front of you, and some of them are black, some of them are white. You hit them. You hit them in the right spot, you may have a song. You know, like, how hard is that? You know,
if it was that easy, then I'm going to do that.
Oh, yeah, it's really kind of like that easy now. It's kind of like...
It is.
Well, really, a lot of the music they're doing now is kind of microwaved. I hate to say that. They're not really... You don't really... you do find real musicians that is really doing it, but then you find some that are like, I got a song. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as with my age in music, you know, it's kind of like...
Well, tell us a little bit about your story. You have a story. Everybody has a story. You've been through some things to get to you, to get to where you're at. God's really, really brought you to where you are today.
Yeah, I was able to go through life pretty much well, kind of trouble-free. You know, I did what everybody else did at my age. You know, you played when I was younger, did a bunch of stuff, won a few contests, went to school. You know, try to avoid the draft as long as I could. Finally, they draft me, went on in, got drafted, knew about special service band, but didn't know I would run into it. And, you know, I did run into it, and I got in special service band in the Army.
Oh, wow.
In Korea, so that's all I did was play music. So when I came out, I was still had that in me.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Beautiful. So you played music for the people in the military?
In the military. Yeah, I was in the Pacific over there, you know. Had a chance to go to Hawaii, Japan, Okinawa, all over Korea.
I lived in Okinawa when I was 8 years old.
Oh, you did? I probably seen you. Didn't know.
That's how she got on your phone.
Well, we didn't have cell phones back then.
I was just really bold, and I just was very bold, and I believe that you were up there playing that day, so.
Yeah, but, you know, that's part of the story. But, you know, it's like when you're around as long as I have, it's going to take probably about 4 or 5 days to really kind of scratch the surface.
Amen.
You know, but right now, like, I didn't really make it to the super big league, but I gave it my shot. And as long as I gave it my shot and I'm still able to do it, I'm happy. I'm content playing music now.
That's awesome. So tell us some places that you play, you know, downtown St. Petersburg.
Yeah, I played, you know, pretty much well all over. Not really all over, but right now I'm playing with the Black Honkies keyboard players for them. And very grateful to be in that musical organization.
Actually, my wife hired you gentlemen for, she was running for, she was in Tampa Rotary, and you did a few Gasparilla events for us. Black Honkies did a great job for us and raised a lot of money.
We just did a Gasparilla over in Ybor City.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
About a couple weeks ago.
So we see you all around. We live in downtown St. Pete, so we see you. We were down at Janus Landing a couple times. We've seen you there.
Yeah, I haven't been there for, it's been...
Probably 3 years, 4 years?
No, it's been about 2 years, because I think we were supposed to go there in December, and I think they canceled it because of the COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we just got done playing over at Ringside, which we haven't been there in a few weeks. But now we do Ringside, or we'll do the Floridian Social Club on Central.
That's a beautiful place. The Floridian is on Central Avenue. They completely redid it. It's a beautiful venue.
We did the Icebreaker video there, which then it was the Florida State Theater. Mm-hmm. And we did it there, and someone took it and turned around and made it into a
How did you get to the farmer's market that you did just recently? Have you guys done that before? That's where I saw you.
Yeah, we have played over at a gazebo.
Or the festival, I mean.
Yeah. That's just one of the things that we just do, you know. The band kind of books itself.
Safety Harbor Festival is where I first saw him after all that time. God had a plan for both of them.
Yeah, because I've played there before, I think. I think I played there one time with a group called Next of Kin, and I played there with Lois Greco one time. Then I played there with the Black Honkies probably about 4 or 5 times. It's been a number of times.
So you said that you, your wife and you are organizing the...
No. She actually belongs to Tampa Rotary, and they have fundraisers.
It
was a big Gasparilla. Everybody dressed as pirates, and the Black Honkies were, and also the Bus Stop Band was another one.
That was the one that wasn't played. That one there was played downtown.
Downtown.
I remember that one. Yep. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good place too.
Yeah. It used to be an old theater, they said.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you look at it, you said, "Yeah, it does." The way that it's designed, you know. And I think we did another one, had something to do with Gasparilla over at Italian Club on 7th Avenue.
Well, what I loved about you guys is your music, your instruments. I love instruments and singing. Mm-hmm. I saw so much of that.
Well, we do it live.
And it's just so great.
You know what's so great about watching is there's so much going on stage, you playing the keys and the singer and your horn section, yeah. Everybody's...
And then it's
jumping
all
around.
It's all live music, no tracks.
And that's really important. We want to hear from the live music.
The real
musicians.
Deal, you know.
The real deal, yeah.
You know, and so.
Anything coming up in the future?
Yeah.
You working on anything?
Well, we're working on some more original stuff and putting out one thing at a time. A lot of people's not really putting out a whole. You know, like
you're just
you
be
saying,
happy to be working again, right?
Yeah. So we putting out one song, you put it out there, and people download it and make money instead of putting out a whole project.
Oh.
Just put them out one at a time. That's what I suggest for anybody to do.
And what is one of your favorite songs to sing? I mean, to play with the guys singing.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I like them all. I can't say
they are really good.
You know, it's not really in my position to say, well, I like this particular one. Like them all.
It's like your children, right? You can't
all right,
pick
guys.
One.
Well, we just have 1 minute left, so thank you guys for being on the show tonight. I want to thank Bill Vogel.
Thank you.
You guys can get in touch with me at 515-822-4877. If you're wondering what I'm wearing the natural stem cell regeneration patch. If you want to know more about how to regenerate your stem cells and help your stem cells to grow on their own, call 515-822-4877. I want to thank Dash. Thank you so much for being on
thank
the show. And Robert Anderson,
yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show and giving us all your wisdom. Once again, guys, we'll see you next week on Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. And this is Carrie Kay.
God bless.
God bless.
It's a word forgiven. Shout it straight.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.